I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 23. The 2015 Nissan GTR LM. Much promise.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we all thought it was going to be somewhere.
I like the ingenuity of the car.
I do too.
It just I had
expectations. Yeah.
That's too bad.
And it was crap.
Yeah.
But it was different.
It was.
It was bold. It was just a bummer.
Maybe it could have worked under the hypercar regulations.
The hypercar?
Maybe.
It was a bummer, though.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, not everything works in racing.
No.
All right. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about F1 in Montreal. It's actually a good race.
It's Canada. It always puts on a decent show.
I know, but the mixed conditions help.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk about IndyCar at Road America.
Mm-hmm.
It was a much better race than Detroit.
It's not hard to beat that.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's true. A very low bar in
true.
Setting.
True. I just... It was a little bit of shithousery at the start that had some issues. Anyways, we'll talk NASCAR in Wine Country, Sonoma. Actually, that was a much better race than I expected. There was only one buffoon moment in NASCAR in that race. Then we'll talk a little... recap of the Le Mans testing, which you can't really tell anything.
Yeah.
Because it's not... it's so different this year compared to what it was in prior years. Because before, you had to have everybody there. Now it's like you can have a reserve driver fill in for your driver that might not be there.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to...
Because they won't work together with the schedules.
I know.
Anyways. Well, the sports car. No, they didn't, actually. Well, no, they did. They did, but they didn't. DTM had a race, but... Anyways. Then we'll talk some news and notes. Actually, a few things out there. And then we'll take a look ahead to this weekend in the big event. Le Mans,
yes.
Are we doing picks for that?
Yeah, why not?
Like an overall GT winner and an overall...
Well, GT's not going to win.
GT3.
Yep. We'll pick class winners.
We'll pick a class winner. So we'll pick a hypercar winner or an LM.
Well, okay, we're going to focus on hypercar and GT3 because I don't really know.
Oh, LMP2 is like the best category.
LMP2's Ben Keating.
That's No. He's in it.
Yes.
But there's like George Kurtz is in it with Colin.
Oh.
And then there's the LMP2 is probably
it is stacked.
It's stacked.
Yeah.
And it's potentially and you can have a pro lineup in it. And then you can have a Pro-Am lineup in it. And it's quite possible that a Pro-Am guy could win.
Well,
that's just the way it goes.
Yellows fall. As long as you get your AM drivers done, then it's a pro race until the end.
Yeah.
And that's how they should do it anyways.
I 100%
and they usually
agree.
Get it done by that point.
So I think LMP2 is going to be a ding-dong affair.
Yeah.
GT3? I don't know. I'm up in the air on that. I have a favorite that I'd like to win.
Yeah.
I have two, but, well, I kind of know what's going to happen, but anyways. All right. Let's start with Formula One at the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. And for those of you who watch Sky Sports, I'm sorry that you had to be subjected to Jacques Villeneuve. I think Danny Rick's waiting out back for him.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Jack.
Well,
Jack likes to hear himself
talk. Do we want to just talk about it? The point that he made?
Well, the point is he's done nothing for 5 years, and he's like, why is he still in F1?
I don't think he's wrong. I know he's made Jacques Villeneuve
made absurd points before, but I don't think he's necessarily wrong about this. Let me put this way. In this same 5 year span, we have a certain person at Aston Martin who has a ride that is safe because that person's father owns the team, and that guy has done absolutely bupkis other than wipe people out. So why didn't Jacques take him on? And the reason is because he's a son of Canada as well, mm-hmm. So he won't speak ill of him. I like Jack as a driver when he was in IndyCar and he came to Formula One. When he got to Formula One, he sort of got the chip on the shoulder. But the thing is, I'd like to know where he got the chip, because both his father, who passed mm-hmm. away before Jack made it big, and his uncle, who was a damn good driver, didn't have those chips on their shoulders. And this clown does. He thinks he's like, you know, whatever. But anyways, he can say what he wants. I'm not
saying that there isn't a portion of the grid that should have turned over by now.
Like Checo, who got a 2-year extension?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I know. But again, I don't think he's wrong about the point he made about Ricardo.
He may not be, but... The point being is,
it was fair criticism in my book.
Yeah, yeah, and it should have been fair criticism like a week before the race, not at the track, because all it did at the track was, and then the best thing was that Danny Rick stuffed it in his face, so that was even better.
On qualifying day.
And in the race.
Where did he finish in the race? Because there was a lot of retirements. Eighth. Okay, and where did Yuki finish?
14th.
Okay.
He finished ahead of the two Alpines, the two Haases, and we won't talk about that certain team from Maranello, and the newly re-signed Checo Perez, who did a fantastic job of, you know, looked like he was driving for Benetton in the old days.
I mean, again, like... Because the only thing with Ricardo, though, I will say, is it's got to be consistent performances week in and week out.
We all know, like, we know he's year to year right now.
I know.
Okay? I'm just saying, if I had to pick between him and Perez, I'm picking Rick, Danny Rick. No,
I know.
Okay?
I know.
If I'm picking between Stroll and Danny Rick, I'm picking Danny Rick.
Yes.
Okay? I'm trying to think who I mean, if I'm picking between Logan Sargeant and Danny Rick, I'm picking Danny Rick, okay?
I know.
So
he's not the lowest driver on the grid. But I think the problem with this picture is I think everyone's not commentating on how well Yuki has been doing.
People have, I think.
I don't think enough.
I don't think enough, but I agree with you there.
He is higher up on the grid than other people are. Yeah. And no one's really like really saying that
either. Right. And it's unfortunate because probably next year might be his last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Because where the Honda motors going to go, McLaren?
Aston.
Oh, Aston. Well. We'll see if Big Daddy Stroll does something there.
But didn't Alonso sign a 2-year contract at 26?
Yeah, he's in it till 26.
Okay, so then the question...
Maybe it is. Maybe they're both gone, and then they take two new drivers. Yeah. You know, I mean, Yuki... Yuki's never going to be a number one.
It's going to take a couple of years for that to happen.
I don't think he's ever... He's not going to be a number one. But anyways, so, you know, I this weekend after qualifying, which, you know, it was a mixed bag. Okay, the whole weekend was a mixed bag. They didn't really get a track time was kind of off the pace. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Ferrari getting caught for cheating in FP1.
Okay, I didn't watch qualifying, and I didn't really watch any of the practices.
So, well, in practice, but
in the race
practice, it was not deemed to be a wet practice. So you have to go out on slicks.
I did watch that.
And they sent shout out on inters, and they had to come back into the pits, and they were got hot water there.
It wasn't deemed a wet track.
You cannot go unless they deem it a wet track. You need to go out on slicks.
Okay.
Look, if they waited three more minutes, it would have been a wet track.
No. I get that.
Okay, so it started...
From a rule standpoint, I think that... This is totally me. I think that's stupid because it's rules. Like you're putting... No, I know. I think it's stupid because you're putting on slower tire.
I get it.
And this, you know, quote-unquote, safer tire.
If Ferrari was worrying about the wet tires, then stay in the garage until the car... That's what everyone's point was. Well, why don't you just wait in the garage and then go out? Because it blew... Because then they had to come in, they had to... do something, and Charles lost a whole bunch of time. I mean, it was just another Ferrari clown show. This whole weekend was, actually.
Yeah.
And I think we all picked Ferrari guys up top.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Way to go. Thanks. Mm-hmm. It looked like the clown show from 2 years ago, from the last 3 years. Qualifying, I mean, everyone, oh, my God, you know. George and Max. I mean, the only cool thing was that they tied dead on the thing, and the only reason George got it was he was the first one across the line.
Yeah, but this...
I mean, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Max didn't complain. No one complained.
No.
The McLarens were good.
Yeah.
The Ferraris? They were shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know, Danny Rick had a nice qualifying. Mm-hmm. Lewis... I'm really feeling bad for him because I think they're effing with him.
Probably. I mean,
I feel bad, but anyways, I mean,
he
soldiers on. He bites his lip and he soldiers on. So I it's fine. Yeah, I just was like, it was just kind of funny about it. So I decided because, we had the influx of Great Britain and Australia on the front of the grid. I decided this weekend to watch the race with Crofty and Martin.
In Australia?
Huh? Yeah, Piastri. He was up front. The influx of English and Australian drivers.
Oh, sorry.
Because, you know, it's all about Britannia and the Commonwealth.
Well, that would include Canada as well.
That would be Stroll. Okay.
That would be Aston Martin.
Yeah, Aston Martin. Okay. Well, there was an influx of Britishness, and I decided, oh, this will be the weekend. Because Mercedes is so British. Anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, the team is, but the car, you know. So I decided to watch it, you know, and you know, because Max is the evil empire. So I watched it, and like, you know, Crofty's losing his mind, you know, and the only one in the booth being any sensible person is Martin, you know, so that was good. You know, Lando really was quite good in the wet.
Yeah.
He was quite good.
Yep.
Him and Max, when they, I thought the two of them did great. George, it's just, I
think that's the car at that point. On top of his mistakes.
Take a car away because the car in the wet for any of those guys was evil. Max had a moment. They all had moments. Okay. All right. But George, he's soft. He's got a, he needs like a psychiatrist, driver psychologist. He's soft. He makes a mistake every time.
He hasn't had as many moments under pressure as these other guys have.
Singapore last year.
I mean, you can go with a list of them.
Yeah, there's a list. All right, so I'm just saying. I thought Lando did a great job, and it was just the only problem was when they went to the slicks. Max pitted first. All right. Lando pitted, coming out. He was trying to beat Max, and he was on the wet side.
The call was correct.
Oh no, there was nothing wrong with the call. It's just that when he came out, there was the puddles.
But that, it wasn't that moment that lost the race.
No. I'm just saying, safety car caught him. I mean, they got burned by the safety car this summer. Look, Red Bull got burned in Miami. McLaren got burned.
But then the post race interviews when they were talking to him, No, it wasn't Jessen. Whoever was doing the interviews was trying to get bait them I got you moment.
I got you moment
for the media, and Max were like, the safety car flipped.
I mean,
like,
after the race, Max, like when they were doing the cool down, Max is like, oh, we lucked out today. I mean, I have to think Lewis is steaming because he out of anybody that deserved the podium, he did that day. But anyways, he didn't get it, alas. George did. Lando, though, props for the champagne spray.
Yeah, I mean,
fantastic. Didn't break a trophy though, but he shot it way in the air. It was a good one.
Yeah.
Haas did everything right. You know, they took the big risk, went on the wets. They pitted K-Mag earlier than they pitted Hulkenberg to kind of split the strategy. But it's just like when it gets to that, like where they have to switch over to the tires, it's like to the slicks, it's like, urf. You know, but anyways, I just feel bad that they didn't get points because they really deserved them.
I mean, it wasn't like they were far off either. I mean, Hulkenberg was half a second off of Ocon, and Magnussen was half a second behind Hulk. Like the two Alpines and two Haases were on top of one another.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, so. Yeah, and then we had Ocon getting all riled up, like. I don't know what you're complaining about.
I mean, I know. At that standpoint.
But again, overall, the race was good. There was a lot of, dicing with, cars throughout the field because of the conditions. There were some great midfield battles and stuff like that. So I thought overall it was a, fun race. No one binned it in the wall, though, thank God. I mean, at the Wall of Champions there.
No.
No one did. But then, the pride of America, go USA, Logan Sargeant. I guess is he finishing the season, or is he in the car until Antonelli turns 18?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Just brutal. I'm not. Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
Ferrari. I don't know, out to lunch this whole weekend.
They partied too hard at Monaco.
They must have. And then Checo. So apparently this deal has been signed since Imola. And what's he done since Imola?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I know.
And then so then I was, you know, doing some digging, and then I caught one of our good friends at Box of Neutrals confirmed this, and then it was confirmed on another podcast. It's really a 1 year deal. It's a 1+1.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's also, he can get dropped to RB or Cash App. So, like, this right now, if they, the way it's trending,
yeah.
Like, so the guy on the up has to, I mean, if I was going to do it and give him a shot, I would, and I'm going to make a midseason change. I'm going to put Yuki in with Max right now. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just going to give it a shot. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Danny, Rick will get you points. He'll get the Cash App points. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think they need, they got to mix. I just don't know. I think I'd take the flyer on Yuki. If I'm doing the driver swap, I'm taking the flyer on Yuki.
You have to do Yuki because you can't go back and put someone else back in the car. Because unfortunately, then you would be admitting that you were wrong
right.
for doing whatever it is you did before, so, and they can't do that.
Right. So I think it'd be Yuki. It could also be they park Perez for the season, put Lawson in, have him duke it out with Rick.
I'm curious to see how how the contract thing with Lawson will work out, because
he's got to be fuming.
He's going to get slotted in.
But
somewhere.
We still don't know if so. Danny Rick's back next year, right?
No, he's not back.
We don't know that. The only one we know back is Yuki, right?
This is the conundrum we're in. Assuming Red Bull's lineup isn't changing.
Yeah.
It's Max and Perez.
Yeah.
And then it's Yuki and now an open seat. But the open seat there for
Ricciardo. It still could be Danny Rick.
It could be, but the reports previously of why Lawson didn't get a seat for this year was because he was supposedly promised something for 25.
Oh, all right.
So
I'd like to see him in the car. That's just my opinion.
So at that point,
yeah,
I'm of the assumption that I think Lawson's going to be on the grid next year.
I will say this: let's say Danny Rick has to go. Okay.
Yes.
If I'm Haas,
pick him up.
I'm picking him up because I don't want Ocon.
No.
Okay, so I'll take Danny Rick and Berman.
Also, Ricciardo would fit the American team.
I think he would fit in there well. Yeah.
Just perspective. Not perspective.
Yeah.
Character.
Who knows? They could be Andretti by the end of next year. End of this year. Who knows? That'd be all right. Danny Rick.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine.
I would, if I'm him, I'd pick him up and then whatever. Yeah. So I have to see. He has to. What's the point with Perez before it gets, like, we'll get to the points in a second here. We should get to the points.
First thing I do want to touch on, though, is Alpine double points day for them. And Aston, as well, picked up and got double points, too.
Yep.
So, I mean, with Ferrari out of the points.
Oh, yeah, Ferrari got a double no points day.
Yeah, that was not great.
Yeah. So, all right, let's just kind of look at this, getting back to what we were talking about. So right now, it's 49-point lead.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 49. It's 301 to 252.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're looking at the constructors?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm not. The driver's thing, I'm not really worried about right now. Because, I mean, the driver's thing right now, Max is.
Right.
You know, Max really controls that, okay? Where the control doesn't happen is in the constructors.
Mm-hmm.
If they had scored, let's just say, double points this weekend. This thing would be down to...
If they were 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th. What's that going to get you?
10.
10 points?
Yeah.
All right, so now we're at a 32-point thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they start whittling it down 10 points at a time, This was a big hit actually this weekend.
They also lost at most 10 points because Sainz missed Saudi Arabia earlier in the year too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And then, but Ollie saved them with points. So
no. That's why I'm saying 10 points being.
Yeah. Okay.
What good, I think Carlos would have been there.
All right. But they got points.
Yes.
So
yeah.
But the problem is this weekend killed them because they came off a big weekend last weekend. If they followed it up, let's just say they were in the ballpark. They were in the, you know, say they didn't win, but they're in 2 through 5 or something. We're talking, this is down to like a 20-point gap. Then you're like, oh, well, you can start pipping. Well, the only inconsistent thing right now has been Perez until this weekend, which we have no idea what's going on in Ferrari.
Yeah.
So I think it gets back to you saying they might have been partying too much. So this is where I'm starting to think, at what point do you just go, we can't risk this anymore? We got to get somebody in there that can finish in the points.
For
Red Bull.
Red Bull, yeah.
Because, like, right now, RB is 8th. They got a 21-point lead on Haas, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so, honestly, and they're 30 behind Aston. So, basically, back there, you're just looking to maintain points to keep that. You're basically going to cover Haas or Alpine, and the other thing is you basically like you get lucky, you know, Aston has a couple double DNFs, stuff like that, but you score points. So the risk there, that's why I'm just kind of saying it'd be, you know, kind of like, do you take the big shot and go Yuki,
right,
just to give him, see what he can do, and you put Liam in the car, maybe you sit Perez, you know?
I
don't know. It was. I just was like, I. It's just a. You know. Anyways, all right. So we're on to Barcelona.
Yep. In 2 weeks' time.
Not Barcelona, but Barcelona. I like this track.
And that's a. That's the start of a triple header.
Oh, is it?
Because they do.
Oh, we go Barcelona, to Austria, and then Silverstone. And then Britannia.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Crofty will be in his glory.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. Anyways, listening to Crofty. But then when things kind of flipped, it, you know, the air got sucked out of the room and he started making jokes. So,
yeah.
It was kind of funny. Not that I didn't want to. I just was like, oh, I got to listen to this.
I mean, you didn't have to. What?
Wow.
That was an interesting
one. Yeah, that was interesting. I thought I was watching the NASCAR race there for a second. All right, so that's where we're off to next. Let's go to IndyCar at Road America. This was like a Chip Ganassi fest, with the only interloper being Herta and Kirkwood, you know, for the first Friday and Saturday, you know, first 2 days. But race day, wow. Turn one had a whole mess there. Lundqvist and Marcus Armstrong get into it. Kurt Kiff and Simpson got taken out. It was, you know, it was like all of a sudden Ganassi just got, you know, pinballed. And then Palou and Dixon worked their way to the front, and then they went to the alternate tires, and both cars did not like that. Blister City for them. Herta got hit by I think he was looking at his push the pass button again. Newgarden. In turn one. And there was no penalty for that. So apparently you can, if you're on the push the pass button, you can. Just kidding. It's a joke.
On lap one?
Lap one, turn one. Yes.
Okay, I'm just watching it back now because I didn't get to it this weekend.
It was wild.
I mean, it was wild, but Lundqvist is up in the front, misses his turn in.
No, it's not that. It's the fact that Herta got creamed from behind. That's the whole point. I don't care what happened.
But who's the third car in the green?
Armstrong.
Car? Armstrong runs into the back of Lundqvist.
It was Ericsson, too.
Herta checks up.
No, he never checked up.
Oh, my God. You can't. He has to check up.
He never checked up. He got drilled. Newgarden drilled him before he even got the check up. I'm dead serious, Christian. I watched it three times, and he got drilled.
He did, because Newgarden couldn't see in front of him.
He was on him before they this all happened.
Oh my
God! I'm just saying.
You have to slow down because Colton anyways. Has no idea all where right. the two guys anyways. In front of him are going.
Anyways, so. Anyways, then that kind of pinballed and vaulted the Penske guys to the front.
Yeah.
The only one that was kind of like laying back was Will. Mm-hmm. Right? And then, you know, they started kind of swapping around. And then, fortunately, the good thing was Penske wasn't playing games. The team wasn't playing games with anybody because... No one's really in contention. Well, Will's up there in the points. The other two are still battling back. But they weren't playing, you know, favorites or anything. Mm-hmm. So, they're letting the teams do whatever they wanted. So, Powers' team on the first stop went to the overcut. So, everyone had to react to that. Mm-hmm. And then, from then on, McLaughlin's team tried to do the overcut. And then Newgarden's team tried to do the overcut. But... They were like, every time they did it, they were one lap too soon with the overcut because you wait as long as you can. And then, whereas Power was both times was able to, he waited just a little bit longer and went one, two laps longer. And when he came out, he was in front of Newgarden. He beat Newgarden and it was like game over from there. So, Will, great job driving the race. He did an awesome job. Palou battled back. Kirkwood and Herta both battled back from that whole incident. And Grosjean did a great race. He ran. He was in the top 10 the whole weekend, the whole race. And then he started battling up from 10th up. And he got Pato on the last lap. So it was a pretty, pretty, pretty nice move. Again, Graham Rahal with a 10th place finish. I actually picked him as my dark horse.
You did?
Graham got caught up in that whole mess at the beginning. And he got back to 10th, so good for him. Really, just it just was a bizarro start to the race. I mean, just really crazy. But hey, there we go.
What ended up happening to Rossi?
It was like everyone else. They're just tires and stuff. Okay. They, for some whatever reason, certain cars reacted differently to the tires because it was all day Saturday. It was done in the rain, so I don't know, how the setups were set up, but when they went to the alternates, some of the teams the tires just blistered up and stuff, so it was kind of rough. Mm-hmm. So right now we've got Will's kind of vaulted himself into first by 5 points over Palou and 11 points over Scotty D. And they, from then down, I mean, from there, they're like within, it's 11 points to Dixon, but then from Dixon to Award, it's 40-something points, so.
How did Helio make out this weekend?
Who?
Castro Neves.
Who?
Okay.
Hold on, I'm checking. We'll come back to him. 19th.
Okay, and then is he...
He's out after this race.
He's after this one.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, he is. He's out because David Malukas is taking over at...
That's right, yeah. Malukas is back.
Right, in. They had... Yeah, and then we'll get to news and notes today. The only other thing that was... The big other thing was the Canepino JHR sitting him. I don't know if... I have a feeling I think he got fired. And I think the firing came from not from Ricardo Juncos, but from Brad Hollinger, who's the money guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's what I think happened. And I will say this, that yes, I mean, Siegel's, Nolan brings money, but I mean, he's, you know, he's a good driver and everything. He's a good driver. Okay. But he brings cash and they don't have any sponsors. And Nolan's father is really good at bringing money in, but also getting money to fund Nolan's rides. So I think we may have seen the last of Augustine. I hate to say it. Likeable person, but, and I think Brad may be, I'm waiting to see where that's going to go with the Ricardo too. Look, it wouldn't shock me if this turns into Hollinger, Malukas, Siegel Racing or something, seriously. Because the Canapino and Ricardo have not handled themselves well throughout this whole thing.
No.
Marshall Pruitt, I was watching through the week. He tried on several occasions prior to this whole thing going down on Saturday afternoon of trying to get people together to talk about stuff. He tried to arrange an interview where both Augustine and Tao talked. Tao and McLaren were more than willing to do the interview. Whatever reason, the Juncos, they said no, and then the whole thing went badass crazy. So we'll see what happens there. Today they're at Milwaukee for a test, but it's also a hybrid test, so a bunch of teams went there. So I saw Will Power was fastest there. Don't necessarily know what that means. So, but the weather was good and everything, so that was good. So, the other bright spot for IndyCar over the weekend was the win by Jamie Chadwick in the Indy Next Series. Jamie dominated throughout the weekend. She was in the top three in practice, was your top qualifier, and she tooled them in the race. She played the game right. She got the lead from pole. She let Louis Foster and who's the other kid? Finished third. I got it right here. Hold on.
Jacob Abel.
The two of them had a ding-dong battle for second and third. The problem was the ding-dong battle let Jamie pull away, but she kept, like, she just kept putting lap after lap down. And then, of course, you'd get a yellow because it's Indy NXT. And it's like, here you go. They're gonna get her. They're going to get her. But what she was really good at was on the restarts. She was mixing up when she was going.
Nice.
And it was awesome. So
Because I'm looking at the race results, and there was 20 laps in the race, and she led all
20 laps. Yeah, she did a great job. It was awesome. The win got her to ninth in the points. Oh, wait a minute. Is that ninth in the points? Jacob Abel's leading now with Louis. He was leading, now he's second. Kao Collette. He finished. He's third. Nolan Siegel's still fourth, but. I don't know how he's doing it. It's hilarious. So, but anyways, that was pretty cool.
I mean, hopefully, well, I guess the only somewhat downside is we're going to the part of the season where it's mainly ovals.
Actually, that's what I was coming up to. So, wait a minute. I thought I was trying. Sorry, I was trying to get out of that. Back to.
I'm sorry. There's.
So we're going. Hold on. Schedule. So next up, we're at Monterey.
Yeah, and there's a doubleheader for them.
Where?
At Monterey. Unless I'm reading that incorrectly.
No, it just says one race. June 3rd. June 23rd.
Let's go to Wikipedia.
No, it's one race.
Well, I got two. Saturday and Sunday. They got race one and race two. And then
I got race one, 3:25 to 4:40 p.m. Indy Next Series. Sunday, June 23rd, race number two, Indy Next Series. Next Series, NXT. I'm talking Indy Car.
Oh, Indy Car. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My point about more ovals than road courses was for Jamie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We'll get to it. We can check that. Hold on. Sorry. We'll get to that in a second. I'll go back over and check that. But okay. So IndyCar is at, we're at
Laguna.
Laguna.
Yes.
The 23rd, July 7th, we're at Mid-Ohio. Then we have the doubleheader at Iowa, which Newgarden will dominate for what he just does. I'm sorry. Yeah. He just does. Yeah. Yep. I mean, it doesn't matter. Then they're off to, now this is what doesn't make sense. They go to Monterey, okay? Then they drag everything back, right? And they go to Mid-Ohio. Then they go to Iowa, not a big deal, right? Mm. Then they go to Toronto, again, not a big deal, but you got to switch the cars, you got to switch the cars over. Well, basically, yeah. You go back, you go to Iowa, Indy, Toronto, right? Then they're off for almost a month because it's the Olympics. Because NBC can't be bothered. Yeah. They're off until August 17th. And they go to Gateway.
Yep.
Or WWTR, as Nate likes to call it. And then the week after that, they go to Portland. Now, wouldn't it make sense to go Monterey, Portland, or Portland, Monterey?
You need to stop using logic.
I get it, but like
you're thinking too logical about this.
I'm thinking too logical.
That's incorrect.
Then we go to Milwaukee. We got a doubleheader in Milwaukee.
Yes,
it's like Labor Day weekend. Yep. If it wasn't Labor Day weekend, I would really go to this. Mm-hmm. And then they finish up at Nashville Speedway.
Yep.
I think Newgarden will win that race because it's his home race. That's the only thing I don't get. Let me just quickly go over the Indy Next Series.
One last thing, too. The move from the Nashville Street Course to the Nashville Super Speedway, I'm all for it. I hope they keep it. I hope this race is a huge success because I think that would be a great way to end the season. Nothing against the Street Course, but I think this is a better
thing. So Indy Next, it's two races at Monterey, one race at Mid-Ohio, one race at Iowa.
Yeah.
They do not go to Toronto.
No, they don't.
And then Portland, Milwaukee, and then finish up the season. So, yeah, so it's just a question of what's there for Jamie there.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll have to see.
Obviously, I would like to say Mid-Ohio and Portland are her best chances because she's a road course
racer. And she was at them last year. Well, no, she's got three chances. She's got Monterey. She could Monterey.
Well, technically four.
Mid-Ohio and Portland. So, yeah, I mean, she has strong showings at Monterey.
It's a split 50-50 of road and
over. Yeah, but if she has strong showings there, she can get herself further up into the points. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it was awesome, though. I thought that was great. Well-deserving because I know we're all big fans of her. And, it was just like, it was amazing watching her drive because she just schooled everybody. It was awesome. Yeah. Although, this is the thing. This is the one thing I just, it's like, it's the first win for a woman driver in 14 years. Okay, fine point. But I don't think that's what Jamie wants to be categorized as. She wants to be categorized as a driver.
I think this just gets into the whole
She did an amazing job, though. Her racecraft was awesome this weekend.
Yeah, it was.
It was off the charts, so good for her. Love it. All right. Okay, that wraps up Oh, do we want to talk points real quick? Oh, no, we did. We did. Will and Pello and Dixon are leading. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, NASCAR. We'll do. Actually, it wasn't a bad race.
Where were they?
Sonoma.
Oh, that's right.
Sears Point, as it used to be known as.
Jeez, I. Oh.
Then it was Infineon, and then it was something else. And
no,
then,
no, I forgot about this. They put in a barrier at the last corner on the inside of the hairpin.
Oh yeah, I can't. Yeah, Gilligan's Island. There, you can't. Now it's like you can't go scooting in there and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, you still so, can. It's
well,
just
somebody used the barrier.
Yeah.
As a tracks limits thing, and that was Josh Berry who. They should have switched the name. Like, that's what they should do is the sponsor at Watkins Glen, the Go Bowling people, mm-hmm. they got to go there and have that be the Go Bowling corner because, like, if you...
Yeah.
Because he took out the entire effing field.
Yeah.
So it was like... I was like, what are you doing? It was like... Harvick was even like, what was that? Mm-hmm. You know? And although Mike Joy was pretty funny. He's like... he starts leading off the guys, and he goes, that was just everybody else. Denny, boom. He went up in a plume of smoke early, mm-hmm. so that was good. Nate's guy did not have the best weekend here. Bad Brad, already qualified, but he was a pinata this weekend, finished 13th. The front of the field for most of the race, it was really Reddick and Chris Buescher.
Shock.
Yeah, well, and then out of nowhere, now Truex, he somehow got spun off, mm-hmm. went out into the desert or into the California wine fields, came back on, got himself resorted. There was a couple. There was a couple cautions, but it was more cars spinning out and stuff, and it wasn't like crash. It was just somebody spun and stuff like that. Got himself to the front, and then took the lead, and then he had the lead for a long time. So then it came down to it was Buescher and Truex, and then they went come down to okay, now you got to make the final pit stops. Those guys pit. They come out, they work their way to the front. The one that waits the longest, Larson. It's unbelievable. Then comes out, and the gamble there is it's going to go, you're going green the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And sure enough, carves his way through the field, slicing and dicing, makes some great passes. And there was one great pass, though. He took McDowell going into turn one. Which was awesome. McDowell stayed with him, didn't fight him. They came up on Allmendinger, and they went literally into that. So they come down through go up 1-2, and they're up the top of the hill there. And then you come down to that hill, and then you make that hard right, and there's always that wall juts out there. Mm-hmm. Right before they got there, they went three wide. Allmendinger smartly backed out of it a little bit because his thought was he's going to do the undercut. Mm-hmm. McDowell went by Larson. Larson goes all the way out and just misses the wall. Comes back, swings underneath McDowell going into the next corner, and he gets ahead of him. And then he chases down Truex, and he chases down Buescher, takes the lead, wins the race. Truex, running second, runs out of gas, coming through the horseshoe at the end. So now he's got to work it all the way. He ends up finishing where the hell did he finish? Wait a minute. No, he did cross the line. He goes from 2nd to 27th. Ugh. And you see, he was creeping across on the starter motor. It's tough. But anyways. Oh, at least Larson requalified for the playoffs. That was awesome.
Yeah, isn't he technically leading the points?
I'm going there right now. I'm in the points. And yes, Larson is leading. He has three wins. He has requalified twice now for the points. Chase Elliott is in second. Truex is still hanging in there as our non-point, at fifth still. he's still there. Then we got Byron Keselowski. Ty Gibbs is the next one without a win. Christopher Bell, who has two, and then Ross Chastain. Then Ross is the first of the remaining. Oh, no, because Cindric has a win and Suarez has a win, so they're in. Wow. That's crazy. All right. So, see what happens. I was waiting. After the race, I didn't see if Chastain and Kyle Busch get into it, because Chastain took Busch out. It was pretty bad. Anyways, but it's NASCAR. Robin's racing, right? All right, and they are off to, where are we off to next? They're off to Iowa.
All right.
For the Corn 350. Just so you know. All right.
Sorry. Nate's giving me his... We're going to do Le Mans picks.
Yeah, we're just doing one in each class.
Yes, winner of each class, and that's
and it. No dark horses. No, no, okay? No. There's no Glickenhaus, there's no Van Wall.
I know. Nate's giving his picks.
Oh, I can only imagine. Hold on a second. I'm just trying to scamper through, see if we got anything else. There isn't any breaking news. There's nothing.
No, the only thing I really had was Yuki signing.
Yeah.
With RB.
RB, and then Perez signing with Red Bull. And then...
I mean, it was somewhat last week, but Ocon is leaving Alpine as well. Which I think we touched on that.
Yeah, we did.
Conspiracy F1 driver market. Is say you could argue that Verstappen takes a sabbatical. I'm stealing this from but it's an interesting point.
Box of Neutrals guys, yeah. I was all over
that. That was an interesting
I'm not going point. Into the numerology thing they were doing.
No.
My head was hurting after that.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was what Rob James.
What's 1 + 1 plus 2? Four.
Four.
Yeah.
I never thought of that sabbatical thing, but why not?
Yeah, I mean it is an interesting take.
Maybe he'll.
How you would do it?
Maybe he'll drive a Porsche hypercar with Sebastian.
Maybe he gets Fernando in on it too.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. Three of them. That'd be awesome.
Or
maybe they get Lando.
When
a McLaren.
When is that Aston Martin Valkyrie going to
pop next year.
Up? It's next year.
Yeah.
They could go do that.
Yeah, they could go do that. The three of them. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be fun. They could run in the WEC series. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
No, isn't it?
It's both. It can run IMSA and...
Oh, okay.
So, but you're going to run both. You got to put one car on WEC, so...
No, I get that.
Yeah. But the WEC's making them go two cars.
Correct. Yes.
So Cadillac's got up there. Yeah,
which is fine. Which is fine.
Cadillac will still try and figure out, like, GM will go, oh, we still want to run one car.
Gotta put two in
there. It's just, you know.
It's killing me that Porsche is this far ahead now and Cadillac isn't there.
Right. Now, Cadillac's, like, this is what happens with American factory racing. It's like they start morphing into each other. Now they're morphing into Ford. It's just, yeah. Never mind.
Okay. Well.
Anyways. All right. Let's. News like. I mean, the Corvette was quick. You know.
Le Mans test day.
Yeah, Le Mans test day.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Porsche took.
by the end of the day, Porsche had the top two.
Yeah. But
Toyota led the first section.
I mean, this whole thing is like, we're never going to know because tomorrow they're going to go, oh, BOP adjustments, you know? I mean, anyways, so we're building up to it. It's just the only thing that's kind of ruined now is like the test day doesn't have, you know, it was always like, there was always the guys rushing to get there and stuff. I always liked that, you know, things like that. So I don't know. But anyway, so we're into the week now. We start tomorrow morning for bright and early at 8 U.S. time.
Oh, hold on. I have the schedule.
Oh, good. I opened it up the other day and it was in French. I was like, oh, I was trying to remember my high school French. It was not going well.
So all local time. 9 a.m. begins free practice one of...
Formula Fun Cup?
Yes. VW Fun Cup.
I don't think that's televised, though.
We will make sure we find this post this. Yeah. Because this is a...
What day is the Fun Cup race?
The Fun Cup race is Friday.
All right.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So I got 4 hours of that?
You got 4 hours. Oh,
hell's bells. That's going to take up my day right there.
And that is the only thing going on that day, too.
Good.
Because I'll be watching. For on-track racing.
Because then we have... Is it Lamborghinis and Ferraris this year? Are the single marks?
I'm sorry?
I think there's Lamborghini Super Trofeos.
So the supporting series is three of them.
Yeah.
It's Fun Cup, Super Lambo Super Trofeo.
And then is it?
And then the Road to Le Mans
series. Oh, okay. So Ferrari's out this year. No. There's no Ferrari. Yeah.
The Road to Le Mans series is LMP3s and GT3s.
Right.
I think the class is great.
I think all two classes in that class are great. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
LMP3s and GT3s. I have no problem with it. No. I think it's fine.
Yeah. Unless they...
I want to see the Lambos, though. Oh, the Fun Cups. It's going to be awesome. No one... Have we explained what the Fun Cup is? The tube-framed Volkswagen Bugs.
Yeah, I was going to... Yeah. Okay, yeah. If anyone hasn't seen this stuff, just pull up their race.
Can we put a link on there or put a picture up of one?
I will post that in the picture post.
Because
actually, no. You know what? I will put up a video of them coming down.
All right, put them on our banner.
Coming down.
Going through Eau Rouge?
No, coming down the Kemmel Strait. when the leaders make the turn, the back of the field is still coming.
And that's a 24-hour race, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is.
So this Fun Cup stuff is all, I believe it's 6-hour or more races. And they're held in Europe and in Britain and the UK. So we need to get this here. Imagine they had Fun Cup with Mazda Miatas. Not in the same race. The same race weekend. Yeah. It'd be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. What are you looking for?
I'm just looking at their schedule. They have... Oh, no. That Spa race is 25 hours.
Oh, it's 25. It's one extra. Okay. Great. Anyways, can we... let's get back to Le Mans.
Yeah. Anyways, free practice will also kick off tomorrow as well in the morning. And then they'll end up having... I'm sorry. They have free practice in the morning, and then they also have another practice at night. And then qualifying as well will be in the middle somewhere around like sunset.
Yeah.
For the first part of it, and then on Thursday there is one more practice session in the afternoon, and then there's Hyperpole.
Yeah.
And then one more nighttime practice session. Friday is just the VW Fun Cup. Race, and then Saturday there is the Super Trofeo and Road to Le Mans race 2, that I go in the morning, and then 4 o'clock local time is the beginning of the race, and then that'll run until 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Excellent.
Local time.
Excellent. And then in between, we have all the fun races.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday is the Fun Cup race, but that is technically a day off at the track.
Yep.
Outside of that. And then we have the driver parade Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the shenanigans that go on Saturday morning. Saturday, midday.
Yep.
French time, too. Leading up into the race. So, should be fun.
Yes.
Should be fun.
Okay.
All right. So let's. There's no IndyCar this weekend. No Formula One. So let's have our picks.
All right. Well, Nate got his picks in.
Nate's picking the Peugeot.
In hypercar, he has not gone for the French Peugeot. He has gone for the American Muscle number 3 Cadillac.
Okay.
To win. In LMP2, he has gone for the CrowdStrike car.
Oh.
And in GT3, he has gone for the Spirit of Race Ferrari. And this is what I didn't realize.
Did he go because Jordan's driving?
Yeah. I forgot he was he was doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think Ricky's in LMP2, too.
Checking?
Checking?
Find them.
You on the entry list?
Yeah.
I thought he was. Maybe he's not.
No, it doesn't look like it. Okay. Anyways.
Where is it? I need an entry list. Hold on a second here. To do my picks. Hold on.
Yeah. Just look up. Mon's entry list, like PDF or something like that. For me, I'm going to do this a little bit backwards. I'm going to go with the Manti Porsche.
Damn it.
But I'm going to go with the number 91. I'm going to say they keep their form up of good results. In LMP2, I'm gonna say it's not. Wow, that's a really hard lineup to turn down.
Which one?
The Ben Keating.
Oh, Philippe and Ben Hanley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say they don't win, and I'm gonna say that the AO Racing by TF Sport.
Oh.
One is going to win.
I would have taken them as my dark horse.
Yeah, but we're not doing dark horses.
I know.
I'm just taking them outright.
All right.
Although Intel Europol is not a bad choice either.
No,
considering that
I'm telling you, you need to. If you look at this, that is like that. There is absolute insanity in that class. I mean, the other one. If you look at the AF Corsa lineup, car 183.
Yep.
Francois Perrotto, Ben Barnicote, and Nicholas Varone. Yeah, Nicholas Varone won GT3 last time.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky Katz, I'm sorry. Yes, Nicky Katzberg is in here.
He's on CrowdStrike. That's
he's on CrowdStrike with Colin and that's George. That's I know. Yeah. I know. Enter Europol. They've got a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm doing here. And here's another. Just real quick, another team. Fabio Scher, David Hanemeyer Hansen, who pre Ben Keating was, he was the gentleman driver,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that class. And then they also have Kiffin Simpson.
Okay, and then just to
throw it out there, Nolan Siegel's racing in this.
I know. Yes. Yeah.
And he's with Ollie Jarvis.
I know.
Oh!
I know.
Oh, my God.
And before we
oh!
get to...
Look at this
hold
one.
Hold on. let me just wrap up my hypercar pick, and then we can keep talking about this stuff. Hypercar, I'm gonna pick Toyota number 8 to win.
Toyota number 8.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go. Let's go GT3. This is gonna be a dark horse to win, but I'm taking it. I'm taking Team WRT car number 46 with the Doctor Valentino Rossi and Maxi Martin and Ahmed Almaty.
Mm-hmm.
You guys may go, who are these guys? Besides Valentino, but I'm taking them. Although I think the other one's gonna win. I don't know. Again, it's completely stacked in there. The Corvette could win. Who knows? I mean, Jesus. The friggin' Lexus could win, too.
It's almost like anyone could win.
It's crazy. LMP2. I'm gonna copy you. I'm gonna go with Ben. I can't go against Ben and Albuquerque.
No, I didn't take
Ben. Oh, I'm taking Ben Keating and those guys. I'm gonna take those guys. Oh, so you're taking...
I'm taking AO.
You're taking Spike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they... They're not... They're just doing... Rexy's not running, is it?
No. No. No, they're not. Because they're capped out on...
Right.
Porsche entries.
Okay. Okay. So now that takes us to... I'm gonna go Porsche, but I'm gonna go to number 6 with Estre, Lauder, and Vanthor.
All right.
Although I know the Toyota's gonna win, I just know it.
I don't know. I'm on the page that I think Toyota needs a win.
Yeah.
And they're not, they are completely capable of doing
it. I'm going to just say that this might be from a top, this might be one of the most craziest field of drivers I've ever seen in all the classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to recap, there is 62 entries total, which is pretty normal. There's 23
GT3 cars.
GT3 cars, and there's also 23 hypercars.
So in GT3, there's 1,
and then 16 LMP2s.
3, 4, 5, 6. Hold on. 6, 7, 8. There's 8 manufacturers and 23 cars.
Yeah.
Crazy. And the kicker is, because there's no Mercedes,
there's
no Audis.
Right.
Who else is missing? That's it, right?
Not that Audi is a big loss, but Mercedes is probably the bigger loss.
Audi's right a now. Big loss only because they screwed the pooch and should have been in hypercar. No,
I understand that.
And Mercedes is just that. They can make a stink that Ford's in, you know, but Ford, you know, look, they were there before too. I mean, so
I know
they've been in more recently than Mercedes. So mm-hmm. I think that's how that got in.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. That is going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I hope it doesn't rain, but if it rains at pieces, I mean, that's
Le Mans. So the forecast, it doesn't look like it'll rain really at all on Saturday, but on Sunday the chance for rain is going to ramp up in the morning, so the finish could have some rain there. So mm-hmm. the end of the race could be interesting.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but yeah.
All right. Jeez.
I think that's it. I mean, all right, well, where can people go watch Le Mans.
Where can they watch it? They can use the app.
The WEC app?
Yep.
Yep.
That's a great question.
Is it still in Velocity on actual
no.
TV?
No. Hold on. Let me find. Hold on. Sorry. Some of these guys used to do better jobs at, you know, putting stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And all right. Yeah, they don't. Hold on. I have the app, so it's like.
US and Canada.
Some Motor Trend? Is that what you got?
You can do Motor Trend. You can also watch it on Max.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the States.
Or Fubo. Whatever that is. What's Fubo? Is that like YouTube TV?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I haven't. Well, I think it's. Yeah, it's one of those streaming ones. Oh, but,
God. The yeah. Green clothes. Thank you.
So.
How to watch. All right, Europe. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Yeah, it's on Max, digital platform Max. Motor Trend, that's pay TV. I have that too. And then I will just plop on the VPN and put the app on.
Yeah.
So. Where is Max on our like cable land? What is that?
I think it's HBO Max.
Oh.
If I don't have that mixed up. But yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have the friggin' app on. So.
I was gonna say. I mean, granted, I think WEC has been better to just go directly through their app and watch it that way.
Well, here's an ad from ExpressVPN on how to.
Alrighty.
Oh man. Anyways, so should I use free VPN to watch the 24 hours? Sure, why not? I don't know what Max is though. Like, where is Max? What is Max?
I think it's like HBO Max. That's
somebody posted it one time. Go, oh, it's on Max, and I'm like, what the hell is Max? I'm gonna put Max and it's gonna put Verstappen.
Mm-hmm.
What should I say? Max Le Mans. Yeah.
Max TV. Not
yeah.
Not
here TV. Here it is. Max. Max.com. Oh, that's like Cinemax.
Weird.
Bizarre.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh. Yeah. It looks like it's. I don't know.
Oh, I got nothing else.
I got nothing else either. it's like it was okay. I was expecting a little bit better racing last weekend. Except
look,
I thought the Formula One race
anything,
was fine.
Anything this weekend was going to top Detroit the previous weekend.
Yeah, that's
so. Again, the bar was low.
The bar was low, and yeah. So, anyways, other than that.
Good night. Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.